Spring. Spring's around the corner. You know it's coming. It's coming fast. I was out in my garden the other day. All the little buds on my fruit trees are popping out, and my garden's starting to really take shape. And I have some things in the greenhouse that I'm starting to plant. Maybe a little premature, but you know what? I went in my greenhouse the other day, and it was something like 46 degrees outside. I went into the greenhouse, and here it was like almost 70 degrees. So, nice things coming up this spring, and you want your place to look great. So I'm going to give you some tips here. With spring on the horizon, it's time to make home improvements to the indoor and outdoor spaces and prepare for guests to enjoy this wonderful spring. All the entertaining you're going to be doing, it's great. It's a wonderful time of the year. Here are some project starters. You could take advantage of the beautiful weather. Right. I mean, the weather has been good. I mean, that rain was, I don't think we're out of the rain yet, and certainly not out of the snow. But you know what? I'm starting to see a little bit of freshness in the air with spring around the corner. Here's what I'd like you to do. These are some things you could do just to freshen up your house. How about just painting a room, a kitchen, or a bathroom, or a bedroom? The smell of fresh paint always makes your home feel good. So you don't have to paint the entire inside. Just take one room at a time and give it a fresh coat of paint. It's fun to do, and it's a good time to reorganize the room and make things just feel a little bit better. Flooring is another one. Flooring is one of those DIY projects that you can do. Prep the floor properly and put a nice engineered hardwood floor down and carpet your game. Put a nice fresh piece of carpet maybe in the living room. And again, paint first, tear that carpet out, give a nice coat of paint, and then put some carpet in. Always nice to freshen up. How about light fixtures? Go around the home today and look at your light fixtures. Are they dated? You know, a lot of people just flip the light on and flip the light off, and all of a sudden 10, 12 years go by, and those are kind of showing some wear and tear. So maybe freshen those up a little bit. Light fixtures are fun to go and purchase and hang. If you're not familiar with electric, though, come on, go to my website and check it out and hire a professional to come out and hang those light fixtures. In fact, any of these projects, flooring, painting, any of those projects, go to my website, askthecontractors.com, and hire the pros that can help you with those projects. Askthecontractors.com. How about we move outside? You know what really makes me feel good? I just mentioned my garden. My garden, I walk out there, I can have all the pressures of the day on me, but as soon as I get into my garden, they just seem to go away. Why? Because I have these beautiful flower boxes that I put my vegetable gardens in, and I have my fruit trees, and I just love being back there. So even if you don't have the space, get a small little garden box. You can get some 2x6 and slap them together and make yourself a 6x6 garden box and put some fresh soil in there and just have a couple of tomato plants. Those are the first thing on the shelves when it comes to going out to a nursery is tomato plants. And who in the heck cannot grow a tomato plant in Sacramento? I mean, right here is the place. I mean, king of the hill when it comes to tomato producing. You too can grow a tomato plant, some bell peppers, all that stuff just feels good about watching something grow. That's always good to have. How about trimming some bushes up around your house? How about trimming that tree you've been wanting to get to? And if you don't feel comfortable on a ladder, you've heard me talk about ladders on this show, don't end up in the emergency ward. I'm talking about pruning some trees that both feet are standing on the ground. Be very careful with a ladder. And if you do use a ladder, always have someone there with you standing behind the ladder and keeping it sturdy. And if something does happen, God forbid, you have someone there who can immediately help you. Here's another thing that freshens up the outside. Last year, I put a very, very nice water fountain in my yard, and it just changed everything. I sit out there with my adult beverage and just listen to that water. And this is in the evening, by the way, not in the morning. My adult beverage is in the evening, okay, just to clarify that. And I sit out there, and what it does is, in a distance, sometimes I can hear traffic. What it did was it eliminated that noise, that just that subtle noise of traffic. Hearing that water splash kind of just makes it more peaceful in my garden, and I just love it. I just cleaned it out the other day and got it back on because I turn it off in the wintertime, but it's back on, and man, it just instant happiness. So how about curb appeal on your home? Maybe some shutters. That'll make you feel good. Freshen up the paint on the outside. Again, a good DIY project. Painting your home, it's difficult. The most difficult part is actually prepping. So you want to make sure it's prepped properly. If you go to my website, askthecontractors.com, I have some tips that you can look at, and I'll share with you on making curb appeal nice. How about flowers? just having some beautiful flowers in your front yard, maybe a pot by your front door, and you put some color in there, walking up to your front door, it just feels great. So those are some tips for spring. And like I said, spring's right around the corner. So you want to get your house in shape. Again, you're going to have some fun times, barbecues, family coming over. You want to show off your home. You're very proud of your home. That's what this show is all about, making you feel good about your home. I feel good about my home. There is no better place to be than at my home. So switching gears, we have so much to talk about in this show, in this hour, never enough time. But, you know, I want to ask you folks, when you do a remodeling project, you don't just get one bid. You get two bids, maybe three. You want to find out you're getting a good deal. So why would it be any different with your mortgage? If you have a mortgage or you're applying for a mortgage, I think a good idea is to get a second opinion. You want to make sure that you're getting a good deal. That's a long-term contract with a bank. It's 15 years or it's 30 years. That is a long time to be obligated. So what you want to do is make sure you're getting the best deal possible. When I want the best deal possible, I go to Guild Mortgage. I talk to the Bird team. Work with the Bird team, Margit Work and Troy Bird. And I am honored because I have Margit Work on with me right now. Margit, welcome to the show.
Hey, Todd. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell me about this program. You have a second look?
Definitely. So we have a second look program, Todd, which is amazing because people that have relationships and established clients with an existing lender, they can get a second look and make sure that they're getting the best option available for their rate, for their program. And I always tell them, you know, I appreciate your relationships with your existing lenders. And take a look at what we have. It's a second look. If anything, use it as leverage to your current lender to get a better rate. If they can't match it, then come to us and we will be happy to be able to deliver that. And it's a second look program. It offers you $100 just to take a look. If you don't like it, if they can match it, great. We give you $100 and you go on your way. But if they can't, we would be happy to work with you.
So when you work with the Bird team, just looking at that application and getting a second opinion, I get $100.
Exactly. $100 just to give us your estimate and take a look at what you have and see if we can beat it. If we can't beat it, you're on your way with $100.
Work with the Bird team. Margit, how do people get in touch with you?
916-847-3090.
And that's Work with the Bird team. I love it. Troy Bird and Margit Work. Now, when you're looking at that second application, taking a second look, what kind of things do you look for in that application that can save them money?
Definitely, Todd. We're looking at interest rate. We're looking at points. We're looking at cost. A lot of times people will quote you a very low interest rate. However, there's points involved with that, which create more costs up front for you. And they don't disclose that necessarily. So taking a second look allows us to look at the whole picture and give you a clear indication of how we can match it apples to apples. And if we can't, you get $100 and you're on your way.
That is wonderful. That's great news. Now, do you let people understand or try to make them understand that if you can save them just a quarter, a fraction of a point on a 30-year loan, that equates to thousands and thousands of dollars.
Exactly. And you know what? What we do is we prepare an amortization schedule. It may be $87 a month, but $87 a month over 12 months, over 24 months, over 60 months, over 15-year, a 30-year mortgage, it could be over $120,000 in the life of a loan. And we give you those figures, and you can see them and look at them and then determine for yourself which way is the best path.
And why would you be giving that back to your underwriter, your bank? It doesn't make sense. That could be going into a retirement account for the next 30 years, and you'll have an extra $120,000.
Exactly. And you know what? It really has to do with your plan. What's your plan? Is it a 5-year plan? Is it a 7-year? Is it a 10-year? And there may be a better program for you. It may be an ARM product. It may be not a 30-year product. So everybody's situation is different, and we're here just to give a second opinion and a second look.
And again, give me your number, Margit.
Definitely. It's 916-847-3090.
And always you can go to my website, askthecontractors.com. All of your information is right there. Margit, thanks for the update. I appreciate you being on with me.
Thank you, Todd. It's great.
All right. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.